Today, we're talking about what's next for Dragon Ball games.
Nintendo! Wait, I'm gonna stop you there, bro.
What's up, man?
Is this going to be another fucking Sparking Zero video?
No.
Are you really going to... Same title, same thumbnail again?
No.
Third week in a row?
Dude, the Dragon Ball Sparking Zero situation is... Let's see. We've done crazy. We've done insane. So, is unbelievable.
I've seen... Dude, speaking of that, like... I can tell the commentary... As a guy that's been on YouTube for a while, you can see when the trends are getting like to maybe their deathbed. Although, I don't know if this one will ever really die. But the commentary style video where some guy just talks about something, you know, that Dolan, like the Dolan guy, I don't really know what second word follows. Cause that's the one I've always seen change. Like Dolan Dark, Dolan Darker, Dolan. I think the channel I saw was Dolan Darkest.
Hang on. I'm going to have to look this up now.
Dolan he's just Darkest. Like, he's like a YouTube guy. I've never watched a single video. So not positive or negative connotation of the guy, but just like, every time I see him do something, I'm like, oh, it's over. just in a way that he's always been very like a hard worker. Like he just does something. He makes a new channel about it and like grinds it. He has like a Dolan Darkest now. And it's just like commentary videos. But I do respect this. Every title he does is like comedic on the floor. Like this situation is not very funny. I was wrong. I was very right. Like, hold on. I was looking at it earlier, but I just pulled it up now. What was when I was laughing at it just popped up. It was like, oh, Mr. B situation is not very insane. I was like, yeah, this one's getting milked to death and it's gonna die.
I mean,
so anyway, we could, bro. Anybody saying that we were milking that last situation twice, they don't know what milking is yet.
Nah, dude, come on, man. You can, yeah. Ooh. Man, y'all don't even know. But listen, Dotto, what I wanted to talk to you about today is the current like financial political climate.
Yes.
And so, what are your thoughts on where things are going right now? Have you been getting the Ethereum notifications as well? And which crypto are you looking to invest in next?
Wow, you know, first podcast in after dropping the Z Rewatch completely forever. And I think it's been up so far. Can I just say,
dude,
like,
hang on. Can I do a callback? Are you ready?
Yeah. And we've got a callback. This podcast is awesome. Go ahead.
Sorry, we're starting our segment today. G moments.
G moments. I did like that bit back in the day.
Anyways, we're back. So I've been scouring the market, you know, just to be ready for this podcast so we can have our discussion here today. And also, Donald, really haven't and I talked about this. You know, we like to save most of this for the podcast so it's fresh and it's not, you know, regurgitated conversations. Did you bring something to the table? That's kind of how this works a little bit. And we all keep up with our portfolio. If you're new here, we all keep up with our portfolios. We have like a whole Discord server dedicated to it.
I can't believe you're still all in on the bit, dude. I'm going to be honest, like breaking character, stepping back. Like this is a new Nano. I definitely thought we would have been on the conversation or at least like offering, some commentary, but no, I did not do any market research before this, sadly.
Okay. Can you post your Coinbase portfolio in so we can at least do a review really quick?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I panic sold everything.
No, dude.
It's all gone. I don't know. I just...
We're about to hit record highs, man.
Well, I didn't know because I thought everything was going so bad that I panicked.
Anyways, Dotto, did you see...
now we're back. Now we're back. What I see?
We finally have a date for the Kakarot DLC.
Okay.
I won't lie to you, and I feel like we've briefly talked about it on the podcast. I'm actually really stoked about the Daima DLC in Kakarot. We have talked about it, I know, because we talked a little bit with the adventure aspect of Daima that kind of sort of like gets lost after episode like 8. And I feel like it's going to be
8 was generous, but you are technically right. Like 8 was the big finale.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of really good opportunities if that DLC delivers on truly exploring like the third demon realm, because that's the one that I feel like I've not looked into the webpage yet just to see exactly. I really don't need to see much about this. Like, people kept like, they asked me if I was going to react to this trailer and that trailer. And I looked at the screenshots, but I didn't really react to it because, like, I know I'm going to be there day one playing that new DLC to check it out. And so I really hope it offers opportunities similar to, did you play the Bardock DLC? I think you did, right?
I did, actually. I think I played the Bardock one. Maybe I'm wrong on this, though. I played the Oob one for sure.
The Oob one was really good. The ground battles was actually so
the ground battles were really fun. I would say that the DLC itself kind of was ass, though. Like, it was very short, and I think they knew because the add-on, like, Goku versus Vegeta fight felt a lot more like what I would title the DLC about, but...
Yeah. Dude, it really shocks me that, you know, obviously, Dokkan has been around for a really long time, and Legends is also... I still feel like Legends is the new game, but it's only about to celebrate its 7th anniversary in, like, 2 weeks.
Dude, I don't want to sit on this topic so long, but that shit made me feel actually old. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, what do you mean?
And so the one thing that these games have done, because they've obviously made so many of the same character over and over again, is they've started using, like, the other games, right? Like, the one that has been adopted a lot is what Fighters did with freaking Vegito Blue, right? Like the whole showing Vegeta and Goku doing the final call, when Vegeta does the final Kamehameha and showing their profile, like, that one's been adopted a lot. But they like to adopt Kakarot related things too. We literally just got, we've had multiple characters that have done the Vegito sequence from Kakarot.
The Vegito sequence is a big, like, also the fucking copyright, not copyright for Drew, they be fucking stealing that Vegito one. They love that one. To be fair, though, me too. Like, I agree.
So the whole point, sorry, I promise there's a point to this. So I'm really shocked that we have not had characters, because I feel like you could adapt it to any of their forms as long as it's Goku or Vegeta, that have done something similar to what Kakarot did with the Goku versus Vegeta sequence in the finale of that last DLC. Like, I'm really shocked that there's not been a reference in a character in one of the mobile games yet. And I would put money that we see it either before the end of this year in a character somewhere or sometime middle of next year. Because I just, again, these games have been around for so long. They've adapted so much of the source material. Now, to make things feel fresh, they're adapting from the games. And so it just really shocks me they've not done something with that. But yeah, that sequence specifically was so sick. And so I hope... Not hope. I know. As long as they had time, and given the fact this doesn't launch until the end of July, I know that CC2 will cook. I believe in them so heavily. But what's crazy is they're launching that DLC, and then they're also launching Hinokami Chronicles 2, like, within a week of each other.
I forgot they're doing that game, to be honest. Like, that game is... I'm sure I'm going to play it, right? But, like, the first game looked fine. Like, the fine. Same as this one. Like, dude, no, it looked really good. That's okay, what I'm saying. Okay. Like, it looked so good.
I wouldn't define that as fine, bro.
But what I'm saying is it looked good. It's like what I was talking with you about Storm last week. Like, the first one started very strong, and then the next iterations, Storm actually did this even more so. But this game, it's like, I saw another trailer. It was like, look at all the crazy characters you'll get to play as. And that's the big pitch, is like more characters. But they showed Tengen. And I was like, yeah, he looked pretty good in that last game, bro. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. Like, he was there. I played as him. But yeah,
but I think you did play as him, but it's this DLC, right? I think it'll be more impactful when you get a hold of Hinokami Chronicles 2 and, like, it's all packed in, like, together.
For people, yeah. For people, definitely.
So,
in a couple weeks, though.
Just for some dates, by the way, July 17th is when we're getting the Adventure Through the Demon Realm Part 1 for Kakarot. The first, because they split it up, it's a Part 1, then a Part 2. But the Part 1 drops on July 17th, 2025. And then the Hinokami Chronicles drops on August 5th, with it looks like early access on August 1st. So, there you go. That's two little anime games. But beyond
I was going to say, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, because I'm about to bring us back to the intro.
That's why I said go ahead, because I was like, was that the intro? Like, was that our topic, the future? But no, bring us in.
So beyond that, we know we have the Kakarot DLCs, and we know we have one Final Sparking Zero DLC. But Dotto, what's next?
You know what's next, bro. Why are we even talking about this? It's multi. That's the big project.
What if that gets delayed out of 2025? We have not heard anything else about it outside of them addressing it. I believe at the end of GTA December. 6. Yeah, dude. Ooh. Now, I gotta be real. I was trying to be a believer. Everyone was like, yeah, this was so obvious. But I was trying to be a believer that with GTA, they know they don't even have, like, they could drop that game tomorrow and they are making $1 billion, right? Like, they don't need, that game doesn't need marketing. That game is what they thought Dragon Ball Daima was going to be because they didn't market it.
It's a random fucking shop, okay?
Well, they acted like they didn't need to market Daima for some reason, but I'll be damned. I think they did a little bit, you know? Like,
well, it's not even that, bro. They what were they going to market, bro? As soon as the West saw they were kids, it was over. Like, they can't market anything.
You know what?
They would have been marketing the last four episodes. That's it.
That's probably a little bit fair. We know that we're getting the Catcall DLC. We know we're getting the Spartan Zero DLC, and I guess we do know we are getting Project Multi. But beyond that, and I'll say this: as excited as you and I are for Multi, and I'm glad that we're like on the same page with that game is not going to hit for a lot of Dragon Ball fans, unfortunately.
I do think that will happen. Maybe I'll say this: it might be a thing, and maybe I'm crazy. You know, I'm getting my tinfoil hat on. I could see it doing like a, you know, because Dokkan didn't hit the ground running. Like, Dokkan wasn't Dokkan from the beginning. So no. Maybe in the mobile game space, Multi might pick up after a while, get its own like little, you know, niche community that's like kind of honestly its own thing outside of like main Dragon Ball shit. But so that could happen. It wouldn't shock me. I do think Multi is a pretty quality game, especially when you play it on a phone. And maybe I'm just not a phone gamer, so I don't know. But I played it on the phone. I was like, this control's pretty good, and it looks amazing.
Yes.
Like, I was like, I don't know. Like, I did play it on the phone multiple times.
Yeah, you told the story, but you... So we actually traveled to Bandai, I believe, to record the Sparking Zero thing, which we talked about and reacted to, Dotto, in our bonus content this week, where, Dotto, it's a bit of a fun one, because it's not only a bonus podcast... But we also react to Dragon Ball Z in it.
And, well, we did the rewatch. I baited you guys at the beginning when I said rewatch was dead and gone.
Wait. The rewatch isn't dead. I thought you just said last week the rewatch was dead, Dotto.
No, see, I got too passionate. I misspoke. No, the rewatch isn't dead. We're just, you know, we're changing some of the ways we do stuff. But no, the rewatch is still alive. Now, granted, we only watched one episode this week. And granted... It was a pretty boring episode. Not the strongest return of all time, but it is technically back. We are off Daima.
Yeah. We talked for way too long to be able to watch two episodes today. So that's why it's not just purely a reaction. There is actually a bonus there. You can watch it by either clicking join here on YouTube and supporting us that way, or you can save a couple bucks by going to patreon.com/keymom. It's getting access to every piece of bonus content that we've created for over a year and a half now of doing this podcast immediately, and there's lots of stuff available there. But
hold on, before we get off to it, so we're not talking about the episode yet, but we will at some point, and if there's, you know, so be free to just talk to us about it, you know, see if you like the new Z rewatch formula. I mean, maybe we'll just forget something, but you know, you be the judge of how much you think things have changed, really, because I don't think it's going to be very different at all. But now, what's up with Multi?
So, well, first off, I wanted to bring this up. Has it made it into your feed, people tweeting pictures and GIFs of Multi with no context, but just basically admiring the beauty of that game? Have those made it into your feed?
No, but I've seen quote tweets of something Multi and going... I don't think it was viral, though. It was just like somebody I follow, which I follow a lot of Dragon Ball people, and they were like, I think this is one of the best looking Dragon Ball games.
Yes. So I was bringing up because I saw a GIF of Trunks and I saw a GIF of Zamasu specifically that did like 5K likes on Twitter. And it just was a tweet of his animation when he does his alt and like the cut in pops in with his face and everything. And I'm like, dude, like, it is crazy that Multi... Well, being a MOBA, so you can't appreciate it when the characters are down in the lanes. But Multi, like, character models and the presentation of that game is one of the best looking Dragon Ball games of literal all time.
Like, I think it looks great, especially like from a 3D perspective. Like, I think this problem has been like honestly, game developers have gotten pretty good at it, but I'll never not be impressed when Dragon Ball looks good in 3D because yes. that shit is so hard. So, multi, especially like, you know, the first time I saw and played it, I was like, man, this is like really smart stuff. Like knockout cams, maybe other games have done it and I just haven't seen it. But like, that's a good way to add some of that Dragon Ball spice, the transformations at certain levels, the cutscenes you get. I was like, this is all like really smart stuff, especially when it comes to like selling and like pushing different avenues of how to make money from a game. Unfortunately, it is bogged down by the fact I know they're only going to do has to be from source material, can't do anything different. Yeah. So eventually it's just going to run out of shit and die.
What if that's why it hasn't launched? But, because maybe they're actually figuring that out finally, like how to properly give us like crazy costumes in universe somehow. That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, but
if they ever do that, I'll freeze over, bro. Like I'll actually just die in my chair.
The thing that made me get to our bonus though is because when we traveled to do the Sparking Zero thing pre-launch, it was when the beta was actually going on for Project Multi. So you actually got to play it literally on an airplane on your phone. And were you playing fully touchscreen or did you have an actual controller?
No, I was playing touchscreen. I was using it pure phone experience. No, I didn't even have a phone case. It was just my phone.
So I played on my, I found it, dude. Look at this tweet. 647 retweets and
Jesus.
And
647. I was like, I thought you said 647,000.
And 6.9K likes. I'm giving it to Toasty so that he can also show you guys. I think that is crazy motion when it's literally no context. It's just basically look how pretty this Dragon Ball game looks, because that's like the best looking Zamasu model I've seen in a game like maybe ever. dude, I need you guys that have never enjoyed MOBAs to actually try this game because they have a pretty damn good formula going here. Like it is genuinely a super impressive formula, as long as they did slightly address it, which I also put this in here at the Dotto. The last time that they publicly spoke about Project Multi was October 29th of last year, man. We've been in silence since then. Now, granted, they posted something pretty incredible and something that like I wish the other games would do, and it was basically positives and negatives, and they sort of spoke on the things they would like to change, like already making adjustments to Great Ape, matchmaking, characters and the rules and stuff like that. But I don't know, I have a lot of high hopes. But beyond Multi, unless you have something else you want to add about Multi.
No, you're good, go.
I do think Multi will live and breathe by the fact that they're able to actually release characters probably monthly, right? Like
yeah,
Rivals,
like really fast.
Rivals came out and said they're going to do monthly characters, and people lost their minds over this. But back in the early days of League, they dropped, which granted, once you get to a point where there's a lot of characters, it starts becoming a bit of a problem because it's really hard to balance like 100 plus characters and the new characters not, you know, being over-tuned or under-tuned, etc., versus all the other characters. But anywho, I saw people being upset over that they were going to be releasing heroes so frequently, but it's like, it's Marvel, dude. They have an endless supply of characters.
That shit pissed me off, bro. That's just gamers being fake mad about anything, dog. Like the fact that, actually, I wish I had an actual tinfoil hat prop next to me, bro, because that has to be Blizzard fucking employees in disguise. The only reason anybody would ever be mad at that is if they worked for Blizzard and didn't want to do their job. I'm sorry, but Blizzard releasing a character every 18 fucking months in a hero shooter, releasing a hero for your hero shooter as rarely as they do, should be illegal. Like, I don't know why it took so long for them to get shit for that. I'm not saying you got to hate the game. I like Overwatch. You know, it's pretty cool game, pretty fluid stuff. But oh my God, is their release schedule horrendous?
Is it really that bad?
Dude, I mean, if I looked it up now, it's probably not 18 months. I'm probably being hyperbolic there. But it is fucking horrible. It's like every day, it's like you get nothing, absolutely nothing. Maybe you'll get some skins, which who cares about skins? Pull it up, bro. I want you to tell me. Like, let's see how biased I am.
I did find a full timeline of characters. Oh, if this is right, okay. Oh, this is bad. Okay. Wait. So in 2019, they released the 30th hero on March 19th, which was, is it just Baptist? Is that how you say it? Or is it Baptista?
Baptiste.
Got it. Then they released another character on August 13th, Sigma. Then they, that was it for 2019.
Wait, hold on. What month was the first one?
March. And then the second one was August.
Okay.
In 2020, they released one. They released the 32nd hero Echo on April 14th. In 2020, sorry. In 2021, they didn't release a character, which that's because they were working on Overwatch 2, correct?
Yeah.
I love that you said that shit.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so Doomfist got reworked on April 26th, and they added the 33rd hero, Sojourn?
Sojourn, yeah.
Then they got Junker Queen in on June 28th. And then on October 4th, the 35th hero, Kiriko, released. Then 2023, I guess that's, are we in full Overwatch 2 release at this point? So 2023, there was three characters released in April, August, and December. And then in 2024, they released one character in April and one character in August. Holy shit, dude. That's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. And also one thing you probably are thinking about it, but think about it from the fact that this is a hero shooter with three defined roles. If you are only a support player,
I got some facts. You want some facts?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, because I was thinking that.
I always got
the
time. Bottom,
they've got facts. The longest time between new support heroes was 3 years, 6 months, and 5 days between Baptiste and Kiriko.
Yeah, there you go.
The longest time between a new damage hero was 2 years and 12 days between Echo and Sojourn. And the longest time between new tank heroes was 2 years, 8 months, and 13 days between Sigma and Doomfist's tank rework.
Ooh. Which is exactly why, if you're reading those stats and you ever say the opinion like, well, the thing is, with too many characters, we would lose that patented iconic balance. Like, shush, just go do your job, please. Please, you're a hero. Because also, that's just what you just said, plain and simple. That's just a character. This speaks nothing to their quality, and not even just their quality, but personal preference. Maybe Baptiste comes out and you don't like him because you don't like just normal gun guys. Maybe you want him to do a little something more. I like Baptiste, by the way. I actually thought he was pretty fun. But I'm saying, like, maybe you just don't like that character for whatever dumb reason. Well, I hope you get ready to wait 3 fucking years, buddy. I hope you're ready to strap in and not enjoy anything. I hope you really like your man. And then, yeah, no. I can't stand talking points that are about releasing less content. Especially in the current year, dude. Like, if you think about it, Nano... And I bring this up every podcast. This is my time moves fast as an adult speech. Think about how long that is for a kid fan of Overwatch. Like, I love support. They can't wait for the next support character. Not only are they moved on, they're a grown ass fucking man. 2 years? In kid time, being 8, that's the difference between being 8, boom, 9, 10. Different hobby, bro. It's different times. 10, 12. It's gone. They're doing something else.
Man.
God, I can't stand Overwatch's release schedule. It's got to be like the laziest shit of all time. And just let me just get on this soapbox here real quick. We should probably talk about Dragon Ball at some point here. Hey, fellas, but literally not releasing anything to make Overwatch 2, where I knew from the very beginning, this was my opinion. You probably find it on streams or whatever. They took out loot boxes because, the gambling. Yeah. And I said this at the time, the internet was so stupid. They were like, yay, the gambling's gone. We did it. We saved the city. You fucking idiots, bro. We were getting so much free stuff off the back of gambling addicts, which sounds bad, but it's true. Like, people were literally like, people that buy and open loot boxes were making sure that sometimes when I got on to play the game, I got a chance at a free roll. Is it the best system ever? No.
Would you believe me if I said I bought some loot boxes on Overwatch?
Nanogenics buying a microtransaction? I believe that, bro. But I don't think I ever bought any, to be honest. It was because Overwatch is a first person game selling skins, which is so stupid to me. Mm-hmm. So I never really did it, but I they do have the intros and outros.
Mm-hmm.
But that's pretty cool.
Get the play of the game, baby.
That is true. The play of the game system was amazing. Look, I'm not saying Overwatch is a bad game. They smart stuff, those guys. My dog is terrified of this lightning right now.
I did not mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No. It was the lightning and my dog like cowering beneath me as if I'm supposed to go up there and fight God right now. But
Why don't you go do something about it or not, bro? Like, come on.
I can't, bro. I don't know what you want me to do. But anyway, yeah, so, like, boom, the free stuff went again, and then every skin that came out was $20. $20. Now, obviously, that's not the people's fault. That's Blizzard pricing it. But what I am saying is it sure... Then all of a sudden, the internet was like, hey, where's my loot boxes? Yeah, dude, they're gone. So, anyway, Overwatch 2 changed nothing about the game. They reverted everything they changed about the game. And now they're even looking at going back to 6v6
or something. I was just going to say, wait a minute. It changed it from 6v6 to 5v5, but...
But yes, and now they're like, oh, was this a mistake? Bro, it's like, dude, it's the biggest scam of all time. That 2 has, like, literally was taped up there and is falling off now. Holy shit. And just surprisingly, Marvel Rivals was a pretty concrete product. Like, I was shocked that Marvel Rivals was as, like, not, like, I thought it was going to be a quick lick. I'm not going to lie, like. They do a little something.
Kind of felt like a mobile game for an IP, right? Like, that's kind of how you probably saw it a little bit. Like
It had a little bit, and this is going to sound like glaze, it had a little bit of that Fighters effect, where sometimes shit just sounds too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like an internet thing. Like, imagine Dragon Ball Fighters made by Arxis, and it's an anime 2D fighting game that just takes it seriously. It's just serious. It's not corny. Like, there's nothing corny. There's no beam clashes. It's just like, it's straight to the point, you know? It's just a good fighting game. Yeah, right. And this one's like, imagine Marvel, but it's like Overwatch, and it's just really good, and we get characters every month. Okay, dude. Like, they're not going to do that. But they did. And I was like, all right, well, hey, what am I going to do? You know, this is pretty good competitive product. And I think that really, I think it made Overwatch a better product. Anyway, that was a long-ass tangent.
Hey, man. I was locked in. So the last thing I want to ask you about Project Multi, how frequently, like, do you think bare minimum it needs to be one a month? I would say it has to be one a month.
Yeah, dude. Especially, I'm not going to lie, Rivals, like, turning up the heat on, like, I would say what is a bigger platform.
Yeah.
It's got to, for a mobile game, it needs to be one a month because that's the only thing Dragon Ball can really offer as good content. And I know that costumes, at least to me, and maybe I'm wrong. I always feel I'm wrong on this, but it just doesn't do anything for me. Those shit costumes and, like, other stuff. So they need a big draw. They need people to come back and play the game and have it be different. So I do think one a month would be what they would have to do, at least.
Yeah, no, I'm in full agreement. I think what you keep calling it a mobile game, but this game has got to be on Switch 2. Probably, it can probably be ran on Switch 1. This game's got to be on PS5. This game's got to be on Series X, Series S. This game needs to literally be everywhere. And the simple fact of the matter is that it already has controller support. So there's just no reason that it shouldn't be developed for all the consoles. And you asked me about Fusions, but the same people that made Fusions, Dragon Ball Fusions, are the ones making the Project Multi game. So I feel like with as much as you like Project Multi,
doing a pretty good job.
Like, anyways, beyond that, what do you think? Do you think they'll ever actually make Xenoverse 3? Do you think we're headed to a Xenoverse 3 era? Or do you think... Like, I think this, you know, you mentioned this, and this is why I slightly wanted to bring this up. You mentioned this, and you said, you know, what is Sparking Zero? I don't know if you ever said these exact words, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but you basically said, like, Sparking Zero might be, like, a product of the past, essentially, you know?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
So do you think, and especially with the release cadence of Dragon Ball games, right, we were getting yearly until Xenoverse. Xenoverse 2 was the last of a sort of yearly release schedule for Dragon Ball games. Like, if you went back and you looked, like, you know, 2009, we got Raging Blast. 2010, we got Raging Blast 2. Then we got, you know, the remakes for Budokai. Or not the remakes, but the remasters for Budokai. We got Battle of Z. We got Xenoverse 1. We got Xenoverse 2. And then all of a sudden, 2017 was a break year. Then 2018, we got Fighters. Then 2019, we got the Heroes game, which I kind of count. It was a Steam and Switch release. Then 2020, we got Kakarot. 2021, nothing. 2022, we got Breakers. 2023, nothing. 2024, Sparking Zero. So do you think we ever go back? Like, as much as people want to complain about Sparking Zero, Sparking Zero is in a totally... this is no shade to those of you that really like the PS3 360 era games. But to me personally, at least in terms of its polish and its... finished product, for the most part, I think Sparking Zero is in a different league from something like a Battle of Z, something like an Ultimate Tenkaichi. Like, they're just not even...
With all those qualifiers, I can't believe you fucking brought up the two lamest fucking games of all time. I don't think anybody in the whole wide world would have gave you shit for those two.
Well, I mean...
Oh my God.
The PS3 and 360 games are literally Raging Blast 1 and 2, Burst Limit, which I think is...
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Raging... Like, everything you're listing now is what I was prepping myself for.
Well, I mean, it's those games, and then it's Ultimate Tenkaichi and Battle of Z. And Xenoverse was a PS3 game and 360, but it was also a PS4 game. So that's why it's like it's a cross-gen release. But I don't know. I'm asking this because do you think they get back to making Jujutsu Kaisen Curse Clash level games for Dragon Ball? Or
God.
I shouldn't have even said that. They've never made a Dragon Ball game as bad as that.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, dude. Everything you're saying right now is horrible. You just made me want to like stop buying video games. Like that. Everything you
comments right now, not all.
Everything you just said made me want to stop buying video games. Do you think they could get back to that Cursed Clash level of game? I fucking hope not, dude. Oh my God.
Dude, Bleach was a very, very... Bleach, now granted, I didn't put too many hours into Bleach because I just don't know. I'm not attached to that IP. But the hours I did put into it, I'm like, damn, this is like such a really well-made product. Like, it had style. It looked beautiful. Like, in some instances, I would say it probably looks better than Sparking Zero. Like, it just had a level of, like, refinement that you just don't get a lot of times in anime games. Like, comparing, like, a Bleach... to a Rebirth of Souls to a Curse Clash is like,
well, yeah,
it's insane, right? Like,
every time you bring up Curse Clash, it really grounds my fucking opinions, dude. Like, I don't know what I can say. Curse Clash is the biggest piece of shit, honestly, like, maybe I've ever played, dude. Mm-hmm. I've seen some people like come around on Curse Clash. I genuinely don't get it. Like, that game was awful,
that game was
dude.
Really
bad,
yeah.
I hated every aspect of it, like, the whole mechanic. The whole, like, you can only damage your opponents with this ults, type of move. Like, yeah. Like, what? Why? Why am I playing the game? Why am I clicking any button other than the one that does damage? And I get it. There's technically reasons, but oh my God, it's so annoying. I don't think they're going back to yearly. I think they're getting to the point, but I... Look, if they want to make some real fucking money, yes. We talked about it another time. They would do the Xenoverse 3 thing. Xenoverse is their best, I think, vehicle. When I talk about this shit, it sounds so dystopian. I know people are shaking their head, but I'm just saying what I think would be true. If I was a businessman trying to make some money, trying to give the gamers what they want, I'm bringing back Xenoverse 3 as the ultimate platform for like live service Dragon Ball updates and games. I think they struck oil before we'd even known what oil was useful for. They got that Xenoverse thing because Xenoverse 2... The biggest complaints about the game were like, oh, it came out way too soon after Xenoverse. Xenoverse 3...
What a crazy complaint, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, but that just... It was a different time.
It was a different time.
But yeah, no, I think Xenoverse 3 would be their biggest moneymaker move of all time. And it would also just be really fun. Like, I like the Xenoverse formula. They could even up it to 4v4. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think I sat there and said that. Hang on, was Battle of Z a 2014 game?
I got no clue.
Or was it a 2013 game? It was a 2013 game. So maybe we didn't get a game in 2015 besides Dokkan Battle. And I don't know if people actually consider Dokkan Battle like a main release. Yeah, because Xenoverse 1 released in October of 2014, and then we didn't get Xenoverse 2 until October of 2016. Was that really 2 years? No way. Was there really 2 years between Xenoverse and Xenoverse 2?
No, it was not 2 years between those two. No shot, because people were complaining about how quick it was.
Well, Steam is saying Xenoverse 1 released on February 26th of 2015. And I mean, I don't know why Steam would want to lie to me. This isn't even that important, really. Well, no, actually, okay. No, it was 2015. So what Dragon Ball game came out in 2014?
Maybe nothing, bro.
I'm like...
Ever think about that? Like, that rare opportunity?
Huh. Surely there was something that came out in 2014. So, So do you think we get, especially with the Switch 2, I'm really blown away that with the Switch 1, the only Dragon Ball game that was like a Switch exclusive was, again, the Heroes game.
Do you think, what is in the marketplace of Switch that Dragon Ball would even appeal to? Like, do you think the young kids are still fucking with it that heavy?
I guess that's, man, dude. I guess that's fair. There was no game released in 2013. Man, I'm fact checking myself mid podcast, you guys. I'm not trying to spew, inaccurate data here through a podcast.
This guy's never once seen a podcast in his life. You're supposed to do that, dude.
Crap, man. Yeah,
it's supposed to be just whatever we're feeling in the moment, man.
That's crazy. There is not a Dragon Ball game main release. There was Dragon Ball Heroes Ultimate Mission released in JP in February of 2013. But Battle of Z launched in January of 2014, and the Budokai HD Collection launched in November of 2012, right after Ultimate Tenkaichi, right after Connect, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah.
In October of 2012, and Ultimate Tenkaichi in October of 2011. So there was not a main title release for 2013. That is so interesting. That's so interesting. I fun fact, there you go. But Xenoverse 2 to me marked the end of the era of the constant Dragon Ball yearly release. But yeah, you might be spitting. There might not be a market. They may not see a market for just a Switch exclusive title. I just am really impressed. I don't know why Fusions was never ported to the Switch unless it just did not sell well. Maybe it didn't sell
To be honest, a game like Fusions never appealed to me. I don't know if other people feel like that, but I just... Like, the wacky Dragon Ball shit, for some reason, has never struck a chord with me.
Did you play Legacy of Heroes. Goku? That's not wacky, but did you play Legacy of Goku?
No. It wasn't... If it's not fighting, it's not... I don't give... Not to get crazy meat out on you, but any game that wasn't fighting, I was just like, who gives a fuck?
Okay. Yeah, that is a very core Dotto take, for sure, is that... You want a Dragon Ball game to have fighting, but you like Breakers though.
Breakers is cool. I think as a kid, I mean, I don't know. I can't. It's hard to imagine because Breakers has that like fun with friends aspect, and fun with friends is always a pretty good. That's a pretty powerful aspect to have.
I agree.
But yeah, no. As a kid, I mean, they're still technically fighting. But to be honest, I do find the aspect of transforming into characters corny. Like, I just, there's something about it that I don't like. I wish there would have been another way to do that, but I don't really see one.
Never
mind. Not horrible, but...
I may have found why we've not seen anything more from Fusions. The two data sites I'm finding have conflicting data. One is saying 240,000 copies sold, and the other is saying right at about 540,000 copies sold. But either way, when you're looking at somebody like Bandai, who's looking at Xenoverse 2, which has sold 10 million copies, Fighters, which has sold 10 million copies, Kakarot, which I think is closing in on 10 million copies. Then you have, Sparking Zero, which has crossed, I believe, 5 million copies is what they just celebrated. Why would you want to go back to making, especially with where we're at and the cost of developing games has went up so substantially. And obviously, a game like Fusions could be a mobile game too, right? And honestly, if you didn't know about Fusions and you got an ad for Fusions, you would probably think it was a knockoff mobile game. You'd see some like Broly Kakarot Fusion and you'd be like, what the hell is this, right? It would literally look...
I'm surprised the game like that even like got through. Okay. Like...
yeah without the Heroes moniker too, right? It's just called Dragon Ball Fusions. There's no attachment, unless I'm misremembering. I mean, that game is old. I always talk like I played that game a lot. I did not. I won't lie, Dotto. I only have about 3 to 4 hours in that game. But the concept...
Bro's a big fan.
I know. But the concept of the game was really cool. I've always wanted to go back to it. I should. I feel like going back to it for content would make me get through it probably even more. But anyways, I just wanted to see what you thought on what could be next. But yeah, you're thinking... I think there's a world where the Sparking sequel is the literal next actual Dragon Ball game.
I could. I don't think Xenoverse 3 is happening. I just think that's what they should do. But to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a long time.
What has Dimps done besides working on Legends. But I still imagine that Dimps is like, I don't know. I just don't imagine there's that many people working on Legends. Is that a crazy thing to say?
Dude, speaking of Legends, that somebody, this is just another fan animation. Somebody took Legends model, I think, of Super Saiyan 4 Goku.
Yes, yes.
Did a
yes.
Sparking Zero animation. That shit was crazy.
I saw someone say the official one won't look anywhere near as good as this. And I'm like, but it was a 40-second clip. I'm like, the official one wouldn't make it that long because nobody wants to watch you, a 40-second ultimate, man.
You, I'm glad you said that, Ditto, because I thought the same thing. It was like, the official one won't look as good, which I actually think is probably true. It won't. But it should not be that fucking long.
No, long
if one. I got hit by a 40-second ultimate, I'm rage quitting. And I never rage quit, but I'm actually just leaving for the sake of my time. It's 40 seconds. I get it. You won, bro.
So since 2020, Dimps has worked on a Saint Seiya mobile game, a Grand Prix mobile game, Tabo Ja for Nintendo Switch, Mobile Suit Gundam Arsenal Base and Arcade, The Breakers, Xenoverse 2's port to PS5 and Series X/X, Sword Art Online, Fractured Daydream, The Divers, the Super Divers arcade game, and they did the Freedom Wars Remastered.
Is Super Divers like bombing? Like, I think that shit's failing, isn't it? Like, yeah. it's doing horrible.
Apparently, because Goresh tweeted about it, like, there are signs saying, like, it's just not here anymore. Because it's not worth it. Yeah, it's not worth taking up the space that it was taking because nobody was going to it.
I think Heroes is low key dead for, like, ever. Or at least a long time. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think I saw that same thing and I was like, it's over.
did you see the rumor?
That was a rebrand mistake.
It came out around April 1st. That's why I paid it no attention really. But did you see the rumor about apparently Heroes might be having like a full on compilation, everything up until where it ended, put into one massive game to release, which to me would make sense. Like, why would you not want to at least get one lat? Because you already have it all developed. So I don't know what the process of getting that on a PS5, Series X, Steam, and all that would be. But if it's not much, why would you not want to sell one last thing and make one last bit of money off of the Heroes franchise? I don't know.
For who? Japanese audiences or people in America?
Both.
Oh no, they're not bringing that shit back to America.
You don't think so? You think the World Mission was the one only time they ever?
Yeah, there's no point. I think they tried it with World Mission. They were like, let's see. Oh. I think they immediately were like, yeah, that was a bad idea.
Mm.
I think that's cooked. And honestly, after Super Divers, I'm not even too sure they'd want to do it in Japan. I think they're just ready to move off that shit. Unless it really was just Heroes is a better title than Super Divers.
Man, that makes me sad. I actually, did you play that game at all, or was that not really a game for you, like, either?
I played it a little bit, but no, it was just, I was like, okay. It wasn't fighting.
Well, I, for one, hope they still do some weird stuff. And Project Multi is pretty weird, I won't lie. Project Multi is definitely a thing I never thought they would make, and it was one of those things, I mentioned this many times before, that I sat there while playing League, would pray that we'd be able to do. And now it actually is potentially coming at some point, maybe this year, hopefully this year. It felt pretty finished when we played it 9 months ago, 8 months ago, whenever that was.
I thought so too, or at least like in a state that, you know, modern companies would release that shit in.
Yeah, and then slowly update over time. So I'm hoping that that is something that we have our hands on sooner than later. But what we have our hands on right now and have had for 30 years is Dragon Ball Z, Dotto.
Finally getting to the Z rewatch.
We watched a little old episode today titled, I had it pulled up, Piccolo versus Everyone. And I will say, I made a comment in the reaction about, you know, dueling Piccolos, Dotto. It was substantially better than dueling Piccolos. That is still probably the worst episode of Dragon Ball that we've watched between Daima.
Dueling Piccolos was pretty bad. I did, in this one, I was pretty depressed, though. Like, I think it's the post-Daima, like, watching of Z. And it's a filler episode, no less. I was like, holy. There was just so much nothing. I don't know if it was something with our DVD, but like maybe we were missing sound effects because there were some spots that like desperately needed some sound effects that weren't there.
I definitely want to rewatch. I might grab one of my other variants of Dragon Ball Z, put it into the old PS5, and just see like if there. I'll just go to that specific scene, there was multiple times for sure, but this is the one Dada pointed out. There's a scene where Vegeta like stomps. Was it whose head was that?
It's just a random. I don't know if we know their name. Kui's dead. He's long dead.
Yeah, so it was just random Frieza henchman and no sound effect at all. Like it was very.
It was just a silent stomp. It was begging for a little or something, bro. Like, we've got the sound effects on file. Don't tell me we don't.
Oh wait, that was a pool.
Oh, was it?
That was a pool. What?
What a. How do we know his name, bro? What did he really even do?
I mean, I only know his name because of the games. But anyways, Dotto, so we thought about this. We still want to do this. Difference is from the manga. Are you ready? Are you seated?
No, I don't even have it pulled up. But oh, you have it pulled up? Are you doing it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Seated?
Yeah, I'm seated.
All the events that take place on King Kai's planet are exclusive to the anime.
Shocker. Dude. That's pretty crazy.
What?
Well, they weren't going to glaze the earth, things like that in the manga, bro, because they were beating Piccolo's ass.
Dude. The Earthling, it was so funny because it, you know, the Earthlings are doing the test that Goku just went through like 30 episodes ago. And we cut away and come back and they have this mallet, right? Cause they're trying to catch Gregory and they couldn't lift it in the cut. Before we cut away, they couldn't lift it. And when we come back, they're acting like it's like nothing now. And I'm like, damn. And Dotto's like, well, it's probably been a few days. And like 2 minutes later, King Kai goes, in an hour? Like they were glazing these characters, Dotto. Like they were
working out. They had to show the King Kai method, the method to success. Now, granted, I don't know why they did it. Like Goku was struggling. Like there's no way that, and he's supposed to have that like natural prodigy kind of like vibe to him. Like he picks shit up quick when it's like fighting. These guys were master. Even Chiaotzu was hitting fastballs off Gregory's head, giving him internal bleeding. But hey, good episode for Earthling fans. And if by good episode, I mean it purely pushes agendas forward. That's all it needs to be a good episode, then yeah, great one.
Dude, I kind of wish they would have kept it like this. This is the one difference between the manga that I'll mention. But the manga has both Zarabon and Apul already in the chamber observing Vegeta's recovery with the latter henchman estimating that the Saiyan Prince will recover within half an hour. As Zarabon leaves to report the news to Frieza, Apul smugly boasts that even someone as proud as Vegeta will confess to anything once Frieza is done with him. To which an already awake Vegeta proceeds to obliterate Apul with a ki blast, shooting him out to the hall. But he didn't say anything like that. He wasn't really like talking smack, was he? I don't remember.
He said he was. He was like, "I'm gonna leave now. I hope you don't wake up. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself." But that was it. I think what you said sounds way better.
Yeah. We got two things of trivia, Dotto. Okay. Two things. Piccolo pictures Vegeta with his current battle jacket lacking the crotch guards when pondering Frieza's strength, not the version he saw Vegeta wearing in person during the Saiyan conflict back in the Vegeta saga.
Okay, I thought that was more just for the audience, but yeah. I get that.
In Japanese, Frieza does not threaten Zarbon with death until the succeeding episode after Vegeta has completely escaped and taken their Dragon Balls. The English dubs has Frieza threaten Zarabon almost immediately with the hour-long reprieve once they think Vegeta has fled the ship. Kai rectified this change. That's it.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense, because if he was threatening to kill Zarabon and then Vegeta escaped, I mean, he might as well just fucking do it at that point. Now, I get that change.
If we go back...
I don't.
If we go back, Dotto. Dude, what the hell were you doing, brother?
Are you pulling out my scores?
Yes, man.
Come on now.
Damn, where have we been? I want to address, someone commented, I don't want the rewatch if they're going to be taking like the breaks they had, bro. We filmed because Dotto was going to move. So we filmed a bunch of episodes while he was out at the Santa Monica studio. And then we filmed so many episodes that guess what? The new Dragon Ball series came out and pushed back our Z rewatch in a way that will likely... Unless they decide to bring it back again, will never happen.
And if it does, and if it does happen again, then it will happen again.
It will happen again.
Let's be honest.
But until then, that is like a random once in a blue moon thing, right? Like there is definitely the possibility that we finish this Z rewatch without any new Dragon Ball series coming out between now and then. You know what I mean? Like that's the universe we live in. So just want to point that out. But Dotto, we aren't even that far away from you giving a 10. What is that?
That's not, I don't know, bro, to be honest. Well, we are in the Namek saga, bro, and some of these episodes are pretty good. You got to think about that.
I forgot you have an agenda right now. You have an agenda. You're trying to raise your.
It's been so long since I pushed the agenda. Like, I don't even know if I'm really with the agenda anymore. You know, like I got to like check in. Like, because there is the Goku and Krillin like survival horror episodes. Those are pretty good. Or even, you know, Zarbon fighting Vegeta is pretty good.
Wait, though, I'm just not realizing. So the next episode, or maybe not the next episode, but the episode after the next one is called Gohan the Hunted. And there is an episode, literally episode 48, which is what you recently gave a 10, just called The Hunted. But I just want to go out on a limb here, or not a limb, I want to go out and say the lowest score you've given since episode 46, so the last basically 10 episodes, is a 6. That's your lowest episode.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna be honest, bro. That was old me, and this is new me. I'm post Daima. I'm a little harsher. I'm a little more cynical.
So you gave
Dragon Ball Z is just gonna have to prepare for that, dude.
See, now I'm not gonna lose my integrity of the Z rewatch, you guys. I'm not gonna be like this guy over here. You know, like I am gonna still stick with what I gave. However, I'll be damned if this is getting a very high score for me today. Dada, you want to say it? And I'll throw my hands up on this one.
Okay, well, all right, I'm saying it right. Forgot the formula. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna give this shit a.
You better not copy me, bro.
I'm gonna give it a solid 3, dog. Like I'm gonna come in at a 3.
Gulp. What? Damn, dog. What'd
you get?
I look like a Krispy Kreme factory over here, man. I gave it a 5, bro.
Damn. You think this shit is average? I would say this shit is a nice 3.
Here's the thing. Because
it wasn't anything interesting, bro. It was just training on King Kai again.
Vegeta
showed up. Oh, pushing an agenda again on the first rewatch back in a long time.
Vegeta showed up and he was cool. You know, like he killed somebody and he actually.
I mean, he's the only reason this episode's not a 2 or worse That and the fact that the Earthlings were kind of moving. But again. Knowing that they don't do anything after this, it kind of makes me hurt.
They don't do literally anything from what I remember, but I also don't remember the Namek saga very well, so I can't say much.
Oh, no. I don't even think they get revived. Most of them aren't even alive by the end of it.
Damn. Man. Anyways, I'm pretty excited about, I believe, when does the Faulkner score start? It's an autofill. Episode 68, Dotto. We are 13 episodes away from hearing whatever he cooked up for the Namek saga.
We finally made it to the reason we're watching the orange boxes or orange bricks, whatever they're called.
Why'd you have to make that public facing, man? I don't know if they know that. And I know a lot. There's a lot of elites out there.
No, we've said it because that's integrity, bro. Because we don't want to be like they're going to be watching the good shit and we're going to be watching the bad stuff.
Yeah, we are watching the orange boxes because in 13 episodes we'll get to hear the Faulkner OST, which I know some of you guys also hate, but like listen.
That was our original sin. That was our cardinal sin of key moments. Like that was when we really picked our side.
Hey,
if you think about it, like we started from the jump.
Dotto, I don't know, man. I feel like there's some like music playing though. Like it's kind of weird.
Oh, already? I mean, yeah, we covered everything, bro. It was kind of wow, shocking. Like an hour? Holy. I didn't even think we went that long, but yeah, no, this music's trying to sweep me off the stage now.
He got up on his soapbox and talked about Overwatch 2 in like an hour.
I know. Now I'm really afraid. How long did I fucking bitch about Overwatch 2? Oh my god.
Oh
my bad, gang. I didn't even mean to do all that. Anyway, I was just passionate as all. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Hey, man, it's not. But I love this song. I'm glad we let him hear it a little bit longer today. But we appreciate you guys supporting us. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this. That works on Spotify. Wait, Donna, we can't leave yet. I wanted to surprise somebody.
Oh, why? You got a surprise? Okay.
I got a surprise because they don't believe in us, Dotto. And listen.
Is this a surprise or are you just getting back at somebody, bro? Be honest.
I won't lie. I wouldn't hardly believe in us either. But hang on. We got Dustin, we got Jacob, and we got Quirk over on Spotify. They said we wouldn't do it. They said we wouldn't come over to the old Spotify, and they said we wouldn't actually acknowledge the Spotify game.
Like their comments?
Yes.
Well, we should, bro. I'm an audio listener first.
We got so I'll shout out one comment here. moronic.
Okay.
I agree that Sparking Zero isn't fun to watch, really. I was there for the hype, but kinda fell off for me, and I didn't even think about comparing it to Zeno until y'all mentioned it. Now that I do think of it, I would say Zeno is better in terms of gameplay and features. I do enjoy watching Fighters more. I mean, dude, who doesn't, man? Like, bro.
Fighters is sick.
Fighters is just, I'm so serious. Fighters is like the easiest to digest Dragon Ball game in terms of watching, I think, literally ever. Like, it is so easy to follow. It is such a spectator game. I don't know. I know some of you guys might disagree with me on that take, but Fighters is just so easy to spectate. It's so easy to spectate. It's so easy to understand what's going on. And it's actually like entertaining to watch the back and forth. Whereas I do think, and it's just a problem with 3D Arena Fighters in general. I think depending on the gameplay you're watching, it's just not nearly as interesting. I don't know. A 2D fighter, I think, is just always going to have that probably one up on a 3D Arena Fighter. So shout out to Nano playing Rematch. You did very well, and Dotto's killing it every video. He's doing different moves.
Wow, this was a while ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Back in the Rematch day.
Bro, those was acting like days. Rematch was that long ago, man.
For me, it does feel long ago. That was a good time.
Thomas said 4 weeks ago, Free Roam is going to feed the speedrun community for generations on this game, talking about Mario Kart.
It will. I think that is a big, big part of it.
Also, Squad Races will go crazy, just all of you on it, or Mario Kart.
Nah, that person doesn't even. Is this the first podcast where the music's ever come and then left because we were so stubborn? But also, you don't understand how many members of the squad are Mario Kart haters.
It's Mario Kart 8 specifically. I think I'm tapped in on.
That's you. No, that is you. But we have a lot of haters in our midst, and I'm not going to speak for them or name and shame them. I'm just saying that there are a few, and ain't me. It ain't Dion. I think our records speak for themselves. We're out in the Mario Kart streets, but you know, some people don't like it.
Dude, wait.
They don't like it.
Dotto, the next time you're likely doing a Santa Monica visit, you will have a Switch 2 in your possession.
I know. That kind of lined up with why I said what I said, because it's going to be a busy work time.
Ooh. I didn't even really think. Bro, what kind of videos are you going to make on a Switch 2 besides the Mario Kart videos? That's it. That's the only game launching, basically, on that.
All right, so what's wrong with that?
How many Mario Kart videos do you think you're going to make?
Probably at least 5. Yeah. 7?
Can I guest star in one?
Sure, man.
Dude.
Even though you're probably going to be a hater again, all I'm gonna say.
Dare you to do a 24 POV Mario Kart video.
Oh my god. I don't even know 24 people.
What do you think Zeph's doing when you're like, you like link him a folder, like he gets in there, he's like,
not
wait.
Reply?
And
I think he's not gonna reply, is what he would probably do.
Populating with more, he thinks it's done at 10, and then all of a sudden like 5 more pop up,
hey,
and he's
just,
like.
Just uploaded a pretty big POV thing for like Mario Kart, you'll see what I mean.
Dude, that would be a fire edit though. Can I just say that? Like 24 POVs?
I don't think it would, dude. I think 20... You would get 24 people in a call. You're not hearing silence. You'll forget what silence feels like.
Sometimes in squad recordings, just like 8 and 10. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah, I can't even imagine 24.
I know. It would have to be broken up into like teams. Team races, though, would be nice. Because there are team races.
Wait, there's team races?
Yeah.
That sounds fire. What? How does that work?
You're just on a team. Your points count for each other, you know, you kind of work together.
Dude, the BR mode is going to be so sick.
True.
You're right. I probably will have to make a video over this too. If I can make a video, what was the one where you control the actual RC car? What was that called?
RC car. Oh, Mario Kart. I mean, I don't even remember, dude. I don't have a kid. What was their branding for that cardboard thing called?
Is it Super Circuit? No way.
My brain was hurting.
Mario Kart.
Like what? Not Amiibo. God, RC. I can't remember. My brain.
Mario Kart Live Home Circuit.
Oh.
Mario Kart Live Home
Circuit. It had nothing
to
do with that, the branding then.
I made a video. If I can make a video over that, then yeah, I should probably make a video over the other, huh? Do they even sell this anymore? Is this even a thing anymore?
Probably not.
Dude. I think they did discontinue it because it's $180 on Amazon.
Well, if you want to play, you got to pay, bro.
Dada, you want to buy my live circuit?
No, I don't have any kids, and I don't think I want to race around my house.
Why not, man?
Just not something, you know, I'm more like the new ones coming out.
You could race to this music I hear right now.
Oh, it is pretty good race music.
Yeah, man.
See, I'm probably off time with the music.
Anyways, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.